Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 53 degrees and raining. Today's Wednesday, September 12th, 2012. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. The Coast Guard has released video of the dramatic rescue of a 19-year-old crewman who spent last Friday night and most of Saturday adrift in a fish tote offshore Kruzoff Island. Here's a little of what it sounded like as the Air Station Sitka helicopter crew brought Ryan Harris aboard.
And hold position. Swimmer and survivor at the basket. Hold position. He puts survivor in the basket. Easy right. Right five. Hold position. Hold position. Five ready for pickup. Hold position. Prepare to take the load. Take the load. Pass is clear of the water. Here, back and left. Easy or hold position.
Easy back to fire up.
Roger. Basket's halfway up. Roger. Basket's just below the cabin. Basket's inside the cabin. Getting that survivor onto the seat.
Roger.
Harris was crewing the Caitlin Ray, which sank without warning. The boat's skipper, Stoney Mac Huffman, managed to get into a survival suit. He was hoisted from the beach at Point Amelia. To watch the video, visit our website, kcaw.org. Sitka's Blue Lake Dam expansion will move forward. The assembly last night unanimously awarded a $92 million contract to Montana-based Barnard Construction. With extra money built in for contingencies, the total cost comes out to $96 million. That amount of money was well above engineers' estimates of $50 million, and coming up with it will require a scramble on the part of the city. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports on what's next.
Tuesday night might have been proof that among members of the Sitka Assembly, being unanimous and being enthusiastic are not the same thing. Here's Tor Christensen.
If I had my druthers, we'd delay a while, but apparently that's not really an option.
And Bill Payden.
We can't cancel it. It's not an option. In my opinion.
And Mim McConnell on the phone.
It's a risky thing and kind of a scary thing, and life can be uncertain like that.
And Pete Esquiro.
We've got a heck of a lot of work to do.
And Mike Reif.
The alternatives, there are none.
Still, it was 7 yes votes for one of the most expensive projects in city history, a boost to the Blue Lake Dam by about 80 feet, increasing the amount of electricity Sitka can generate from hydropower. The project's cost leapt by about $40 million, and the change will mean higher rates for Sitkins. Here's Reif talking with Utility Director Chris Bruton.
The rates are going to be somewhere around 15 cents a kilowatt in the year 2017. And when this project originally cost roughly $100 million, they're going to be roughly 2 cents lower than that.
Correct.
And so this is going to cost us this extra $40 million, this huge cost overrun this project. It's going to cost the average consumer in Sitka $300 a year, the average resident.
There wasn't a whole lot of public testimony on the contract. Matt Hunter said he supported the assembly moving forward, that it could pay for a dam or it could pay for extra diesel, but either way, it was going to cost money. And one person spoke out against the project.
As I'm accustomed to doing, I'm probably going to take the minority opinion.
Former Mayor Marco Dapsovich.
Sometimes a good idea can turn into a bad idea, and I think that's where we're going. And I think really, if you look at where the utility rates are going in this town, I think you're going to find that the demand that you're hoping from that dam is not going to be there. There'll be less utility accounts, less people, less business, less a lot of things.
But Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett said the need to expand Blue Lake is urgent, and despite the higher-than-expected cost of the project, it must move forward. The Assembly, she said, is not taking the decision lightly.
I've been up here for 4 years now, which is not a long time, but I've been up here for 4 years, and we have asked the community once a month for 4 years to conserve, 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 and we're not getting it. So we have to provide energy. We have to do that. And the only other option is oil.
Canceling the project would mean more diesel use in the future and would be twice as expensive as expanding the dam, at least in the long run. That's according to a report prepared by consultants and city staff. Plus, said Mayor Cheryl Westover.
One thing that wasn't mentioned much in last night's work session was the carbon footprint that we would be laying down if we had to go to a lot of diesel burning.
Rebidding the contracts also won't work, the report said, because costs are only going to go up. Asking for bids again would put the project off a year and probably not fetch a lower price. Tuesday night's vote locked in the price and awarded the contract, but nobody's getting their shovel ready quite yet. In the world of big municipal projects, there's a difference between getting the job and starting the job. The Assembly still needs to approve something called a notice to proceed. It's the way a municipal government shouts go. At least one Assembly member, Christensen, said he's not promising he will. He says he'll need to see real work done on lowering the cost of the project before he votes yes. That was the other part of Tuesday night's conversation about the dam, and it took place behind closed doors. The Assembly wanted to talk about how to negotiate with the contractor, Barnard. Alaska law allows closed sessions to talk about legal matters and issues that, if made public, would hurt the city's finances. So the Assembly went into executive session with the municipal attorney and the panel of consultants and city staff who worked on the Blue Lake bids.
If you weren't part of the names listed in being invited in, then we invite you to come back after we've finished up our executive session.
When the door opened, an hour and a half later, engineering consultant Paul Carson said the city will ask Barnard to sit down with staff in the next 2 weeks and figure out ways to save money on the project. The goal is to have that done just after Alaska Day in mid-October, and then the Assembly would likely vote on the notice to proceed at its October 23rd meeting. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
The Assembly last night also postponed action on a measure that would reduce the control residents have in how Sitka disposes of its assets. Assemblymember Mike Reif, who sponsored the change, said he wanted to put it on hold until it could be reviewed by an outside attorney. Right now, the city must seek voter approval to sell any municipal property over $500,000 or to lease anything more than $750,000. The measure put on hold last night would change that from an approval vote to an advisory vote. Voters supporting Phyllis Hackett for Assembly in this October's municipal election have this to be thankful for. They won't have to remember how to spell her name. The one-term incumbent didn't file for her seat last year, but had second thoughts and opted to run as a write-in candidate and won a partial one-year term. Hackett is one of five candidates hoping to fill three vacancies on the Sitka Assembly. She says she also had doubts this year about entering the race, but took the plunge anyway.
It was a tough decision to run. It is a fair amount of work. It's a tough time economically and causes a bit of angst in the community, and sometimes that's hard to jump into. But I've been there for 4 years now, and I realize that there are some very complex issues and questions that we're grappling with right now, and the solutions aren't clearly recognizable. So it seems to me that it is really important to have somebody on the Assembly with some historical knowledge.
Hackett is talking about institutional knowledge, but she's got a long history in Sitka, too. She arrived here in 1972 from California and stayed put. She and her husband, Mark Hackett, a pilot for Harris Air, have raised two children. Phyllis Hackett says she recalls a Sitka in 1972 that was pretty much a logging town, with a bit more money flowing around, a bit wilder atmosphere. As an Assembly member, she sees things differently now.
One of the things that we're struggling with here is that our rates for everything have not been increased for a very, very long time. And so they haven't even kept up with normal inflation. So we've fallen behind in that arena, not to mention the hard economic times across the entire country and world, for that matter, that are now really starting to affect us here in Sitka.
Hackett also recalls very few paved roads in Sitka 40 years ago. Not that she's advocating a return to that situation, though. With road maintenance, harbors, and hydropower topping Sitka's list of anticipated expenses, she primarily wants the public to become involved in finding solutions.
There's going to have to be a lot of compromise in every direction, and the only way we'll be able to do that is if everybody participates. So I'm hoping we can get some good public engagement to help us with these issues.
On Sitka's routine budget problems, Hackett favors a middle-of-the-road approach, curtailing some services and increasing revenues, at least to keep up with inflation. Regarding Sitka's biggest problem, funding the Blue Lake Hydro expansion, she's hoping to press the project's environmental advantages.
I'm still hopeful that we can convince the federal government that Alpine Hydro is renewable, clean, and not bad for our environment, and therefore they should be helping to fund some of this. That's been an uphill battle, but other than that, we're going to have to look to the state again and go back with our hand out saying, please give us some more, and we're also going to have to raise rates.
Hackett believes that without boosting our electrical supply, Sitka can't bring in new industry and can't grow. She's not going to make a similar argument for a downtown cruise dock, however. Here, she's just not convinced it will work.
It doesn't mean that I'm against the tourist industry, because I certainly am not. But a deep water dock downtown, I don't believe there is any proof. We've got no guarantees that it's going to make any difference. Yet, I think that it will alter the face and heart of Sitka forever. And I think that that's a really, really big price to pay for something that we have no guarantee for.
Hackett thinks Sitka's overall economic condition right now is less than vibrant, but still strong. She considers downtown to be the heart of the community, and she would like to see more stores with their lights on in the off-season, serving the needs of Sitkins. And more Sitkins, to be fair, shopping locally and supporting the community. That's another memory she carries from the 1970s in Sitka. Still, Hackett considers herself an optimist. The only thing lately that keeps her up nights is the Sea Alaska Lands Bill, which she sees as hugely divisive. She's hopeful that on this and all the major issues facing Sitka, people get some education, be respectful, and jump in. That might explain a lot about her decision to run again for assembly.
It's not easy, and it's not fun, but it is interesting. It is challenging. It keeps me intellectually, mentally stimulated, which is always a good thing for me. And I think that it's important to be able to see it through at least as far as I can.
The municipal election in Sitka will be held on Tuesday, October 2nd. You can find profiles of all the candidates at our website, kcaw.org. Zone weather forecast today for Sitka and Port Alexander calls for rain, heavy at times in the morning, then rain likely in the afternoon, highs around 54. Southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, except south 15 to 25 along southern Baranof Island. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka.